from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. An imposed contract is off the table, along with a strike prohibition, and 55,000 Ontario education workers are off the picket lines and headed back into their schools. Premier Doug Ford made the concessions in a trade that involved the end of the two-day work stoppage. As the picket lines were dismantled outside Conservative MPP George Pirie's Timmins office, QP Local 8888 President Rick Rassico said he hopes negotiations finally result in a fair raise.
I have so many people, and I'm sure other locals have the same thing, that people are working two jobs. And why? They shouldn't have to. We work for the government education system. Why can't we be up to par?
The lowest paid workers among janitors, educational assistants, and in other positions make about $39,000 a year. Algonquin Boulevard between Mountjoy and Wilcox Streets will remain closed all winter, but City Hall CAO Dave Landers expects Wilcox to Terrio to open to traffic in the next 3 weeks. He says all that remains of this year's connecting link reconstruction is wiring streetlights and traffic signals.
Algonquin itself is fully paved, and so the crews right now are working on a bit of the side street paving and sidewalk work.
The stretch between Wilcox and Mountjoy is being rolled into next year's project to rebuild Algonquin up to Cedar Street. But wait, part of the most popular detour around the connecting link is closed and probably will be all day tomorrow, too. That's Wilson Avenue from Matagami Boulevard to Fogg Street. Enbridge is completing a new natural gas installation. Well, wrapping up our local history feature on letters home from the Second World War, Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman reads one from Lieutenant Jack Lake. He was the son of Mr. and Mrs. George Lake, owners of the Porcupine Advance. In 1942, he wrote to his parents about the landing on Juno Beach.
Our ship hit a mine a short distance offshore and almost sunk, but fortunately I was able to get my Jeep into the water and get ashore complete, although a bit delayed. We have been bombed, mortared, shelled, and sniped at, but my luck is in order and I'm in the best of health.
You can hear Bachman reading that letter and the earlier one from Reg Woods over on our website. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.